At the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Phoenix, we're going to talk with Dave Miller from Iowa Farm Bureau. And Dave, let's talk about the ag economy first of all. And I know you follow this real closely and where things are at. And are we bottoming out here? Are we going to see some recovery starting in 2017?
I'm optimistic that we are searching for a bottom. It's not clear whether, you know, it could be some ups and downs yet, particularly in the first half of 17. And we've got some headwinds. The strength of the dollar is definitely headwinds against agricultural exports. But quantity-wise, we're making progress. Pork exports, beef exports were both up quantity-wise during 2016. They're both going to rise in 2017 most likely, but the value may not rise just because of price declines, etc. So we're putting some pressure. We have burdened the domestic market. We've got a lot of meat out there. We're in record pork production. We're in an increasing cycle in the beef production cycle. We've got, you know, we're fourth out of four of the last 5 years. We've had record corn crops. We're 3 years in a row with record soybean crops, I believe, and by far blowaway records in both 16 for both corn and beans. So there's lots of supplies out there. That puts pressure in the markets, but I am actually quite optimistic that the first half of 17 is probably going to be where we find the bottoms in these markets, and it'll be upward from there.
Now, you gave a presentation at a luncheon meeting today. I believe you were focusing on international markets and some of the opportunities there. So what was your message?
Well, the message is, again, there's a lot of good things working, but we've got some competitors out there. U.S. Trade has been a very good, particularly agricultural trade, has been a very good message. We've had record growth on ag exports up into 2015. We backed off a little in 16. And from a value standpoint, we're going to probably back off some in 17. But again, that's more of a price adjustment than it is a quantity adjustment. But we've got competitors. The international markets matter. Trade matters. And we've got significant competition from the EU into Asia. They lost the Russia. They were banned from poultry exports into Russia, the same as we were after the Crimean events, invasion in Crimea by Russia. And that put a lot of their product, both pork and poultry, into the Asian market. Brazil is a very strong competitor. They are continuing to expand their pork and poultry production. They've had record grain production down there, and they're looking to walk more of that off the farm. If you're going to transport grain by 45 hours on a semi, you might as well put 10 times the value on that truck and move it out as poultry, you know, or fresh pork, those types of things. So competition is stiff out there. And part of the message of the U.S. Meat Export Federation is the optimism of working together with multiple sectors to try and strengthen the U.S. position of meat in world markets.
Okay, what about China? And both, I guess, on the grain, soybean, and the meat side, with Donald Trump's tough talk about China going forward here, making some folks nervous.
Nervous is probably a good thing to be right now in terms of how to feel about it. I think the reality is there are segments of our international relationships, particularly with regard to trade, that had some problems. The manufacturing sector probably did not have the best trade deals of the last 20 years. Agriculture has done quite well. But the tough talk is probably going to put some pressure in some ag markets, and I think we need to be nervous. We need to be diligent. TPP was going to be good for agriculture and particularly good for pork and beef exports. But it was not good for middle manufacturing, and it wasn't good for the auto industry. Now, what I do hope is that President Trump comes back and negotiates the bilateral agreement, get the good agreement with Japan on manufacturing, but make sure we stay competitive on the agricultural side, because Australia's already got an agreement with them, and their beef goes into Japan with a 10% advantage over U.S. beef. Relative to China, I think the announcement of Governor Branstad as the ambassador to China is a very good move, will be very good for agriculture. He is considered an old friend by President Xi Jinping, and relationships matter in China. And I think Governor Branstad is going to be able to open some doors for trade negotiation and trade relationships with China that would have maybe taken much longer with someone else. So I think that's a very good appointment. I think it gives some optimism of how we might maintain and build on trade relationships with China. They are a number one buyer of soybeans. They are an increasing buyer of pork. They are a big buyer of beef, just not U.S. beef, and maybe we can get that rectified. They're an intermittent buyer of corn. We need to make that a more solid purchaser relationship. And so I'm optimistic that Governor Branstad definitely understands Midwest agriculture, and he understands the need for trade, and he's got the relationships to maybe help make that pathway become smoother.
So let me ask this. What's one key thing that you're going to be watching here the next couple, 3 months as far as the ag economy, just agriculture in general, and maybe things start to look up?
Well, there's probably two. One is the strength of the dollar. As the dollar goes up, that is a headwind. We can overcome strong dollar in agriculture, but it makes it tougher. The second is what's happening to world production. We're running off of record crops out of the U.S. for multiple years. We're running out of record crops out of Brazil. And so with all the worry relative to climate change about how it's going to negatively affect ag production, the fact is, across the world, that's not been the case in the short run. The last 4 or 5 years, we are running record production, multiple record. In fact, we've never had this string of record production like we've had. You know, you hate to say it in agriculture, but the best times in agriculture come when your neighbor has a problem. You don't want the problem, but somebody around the world's got to have a production problem. And so we're going to be looking for a production problem from somewhere to kind of ease this great string we've had of very productive agriculture, not just in the U.S., but around the world. It's been a while since we've really had a problem with production in South America. It's been a while since we've had major problems in Europe or in Australia. And so we're going to be watching the weather and the dollar probably primarily. And the third thing will be, do we get into a trade war with somebody in the short run?